thank you for tuning in to the pilot episode of Welcome to the Flood Zone. My name is Jim Netto, and I am a flood consultant, professional land surveyor, realtor, and educator located in Portland, Maine. Today is March 20th, 2024. Before I share my pertinent professional background in more detail, let me share with you the purpose of this podcast. This podcast is intended to improve the decision-making process pertaining to flood risk and flood insurance. This is best achieved by breaking down barriers or misunderstandings of the flood program by improving the education of the consultants which provide service and guidance to the public. For example, when does the mandatory flood insurance purchase requirement pertain to a loan? Mandatory flood insurance is required when a federally backed or insured loan in excess of $5,000 exists for a structure being used as the collateral of a loan which falls within a special flood hazard area that is either Zone A or Zone V, as shown on the pertinent flood insurance rate map. But this process excludes structures without a federally backed or insured loan, private mortgages, a loan less than $5,000, or structures which do not fall within a special flood hazard area. Land without a structure encumbered by a Zone A or Zone V special flood hazard area does not require mandatory flood insurance because land is not used as loan collateral. This podcast is also intended to further the educational outreach of our free newsletter of the same name, Welcome to the Flood Zone, which was created in April of 2011 and continues to be distributed monthly to thousands of our subscribers throughout the nation. The newsletter is published on the first Wednesday of each month, and the podcast will air on the third Wednesday of the same month. This podcast is intended to be an extension of our newsletter, so the newsletter and podcast will coexist. Our newsletter has been recognized by state agencies, the Association of State Floodplain Managers, and the National Society of Professional Land Surveyors as an educational product worthy of following to better understand the many facets of flood. Each podcast will dive into a specific flood topic and will often include a featured guest recognized as an expert in the topic being discussed. In some episodes, I will fly solo and respond to questions received or provide a specific breakdown of a common misunderstanding which exists within the mapping, regulation, insurance, or mitigation components of the program, such as, why do I have mandatory flood insurance when my home sits on a big hill? Why was previous flood damage which occurred on my home that I purchased not mentioned in seller disclosure? Why do I need flood insurance when the seller did not? Does my homeowner's policy cover a flooding event? We will unpack many questions that I have found to cause much confusion. Each podcast will be approximately 30 to 45 minutes long. A wide range of topics will be discussed, and they will include the flood program purpose, flood maps, flood insurance, the lending process, flood determinations made by a third-party vendor on behalf of a lender, community permitting, and my favorite topic, the importance of improved flood disclosure in a real estate transaction. As a land surveyor who is also a realtor and a member of the National Association of Realtors, I see improved flood disclosure in a real estate transaction as vital for program strengthening. This will result in many benefits for homeowners throughout the country. In my opinion, real estate values must be adjusted more in line with actual flood risk, not perceived map risk. The recent change of how the National Flood Insurance Program is now creating the initial flood insurance premium, which is called Risk Rating 2.0, will aid this process well. But actual flood history of a specific structure needs to become a larger factor in evaluating flood risk in real estate values. So a bit about me, along with being a land surveyor, realtor, and flood consultant, I have obtained the 3 National Flood Insurance Program certifications of floodplain manager, floodplain surveyor, and associate in National Flood Insurance. I also provide continuing education programs to realtors, land surveyors, community officials, insurance agents, and lenders. In 2021, I completed my 3-year commitment as the National Land Surveyor Representative on the Technical Mapping Advisory Council, a federal advisory committee established to review and make recommendations to the Federal Emergency Management Agency on matters related to the National Flood Insurance Mapping Program. My experience in education has allowed me to gain unique and diverse knowledge of the many facets of the National Flood Insurance Program. I'm able to see the program purpose at the federal level, but also on the ground in the communities where the decisions are actually being made. Through the years, I have seen and continue to see many disconnects between program stakeholders and the public. I want to expose and break down these areas of poor communication or deficient knowledge for flood program clarity. The very first point I'd like to make pertains to flood risk. There is not just one type of flood risk. There are actually 2 types of flood risk. Flood map risk, which is created by engineers utilizing data collected by various methods, inserted into a software modeling program at a computer station to determine the extent of a specific size storm. And actual flood risk, which is external to the building and is created by the size and type of the flooding event and impacted by many parameters such as development, loss of vegetation, poor siting of the structure, and impervious surface increases. These are only a few of the many factors which affect risk. As these factors continue to impact our communities and are not captured on an updated flood map, the separation of perceived map risk and actual map risk separates further. To emphasize this logic, when I first started providing flood consulting services around 2010, the flood program stated that approximately 25% of all flood claims occur outside of the special flood hazard area, which is defined as being Zone A or Zone V on a flood insurance rate map. Over the last 5 years, this percentage has swelled to approximately 40%. These percentages clearly define that perceived map risk and actual risk can be very different. I believe this percentage will continue to grow for many reasons, which will be discussed in future podcasts. I'm extremely excited to bring this educational podcast to you. My guest for episode 2 will be Wendy Lathrop, a personal friend and definitely a flood consultant. Wendy is a licensed professional land surveyor in 4 states, a professional planner, and holds a master's degree in environmental policy. She also holds the certifications of floodplain manager and floodplain surveyor. Wendy was my predecessor on the Technical Mapping Advisory Council, in which she served on for many years. I owe Wendy a huge thank you for being the land surveyor pioneer that when I got the idea of educating people on flood, I found her already doing very well in this process, and it energized me to start the newsletter and educate others on flood. I cannot think of a better first guest for my podcast. As I wind down this first podcast, If you'd like to subscribe to the newsletter or have any questions to ask or topics to discuss, please send your inquiry to info@netto, which is spelled N-A-D-E-A-U, so nettolandsurveys.com. Again, that's info@nettolandsurveys.com. We only need your email address to sign you up for the newsletter. Your email address will not be shared with anybody. If you prefer not to subscribe to the newsletter, you can still check out the past issues on our website at www.nettolandsurveys.com. Previous podcast links will be shared in the following newsletter or on our website as soon as they become available. In closing, Zig Ziglar said, "If you are not willing to learn, no one can help you. If you are determined to learn, no one can stop you." Well, that's it for episode one. I look forward to my chat with Wendy Lathrop in episode two next month on April 17th. Hope you will join in and listen. Kind regards to all, and thank you for your interest.